minute, it lasts an hour. With all our might, try and make it ours, 'cause we're on our way.
Sunday morning, my favorite time of day. I'm a little sleepy, I'll admit, but yeah, gonna make the best of it. Okay, I'm gonna play a song, and I gotta sort myself out, but yeah, let's do this. Awesome. Okay, that was Oasis. Stop crying your heart out. Yeah, I'm really tired. Last night I was trying to go to bed, and it must have been like 12 or something. I tried to go to bed earlier, but I couldn't sleep. But then these guys outside, I sound like an old cranky man. Being cranky about the kids, but there's all these kids outside were like screaming at the 1 a.m. and I go to bed at like 2 and I wake up at like 6:30. I'm gonna take a killer nap after this, but anyway, enough about me. I used to have these morning shows, and I would like I'd burst in the door and I'd play like the craziest music I'd think of and start like going crazy to wake myself up, but I feel like I can't do that anymore. Funny actually, not funny, but a story. I was here at the radio yesterday, logging some vinyl, doing some volunteer hours, and unrelated, I'm got accepted into the radio select board as an ops assistant, so I'm very excited for that. But I was doing my vinyl work, and Charlie, ops manager, whatever, comes in. I didn't even recognize him at first. Honestly, the guy I was with was like, "Oh, that's the ops manager." So we introduced ourselves and we did a little work before we were supposed to. Stayed in a meeting, all that stuff, and yeah, they told me that I don't have to do no more 7 a.m., 6 a.m. shows anymore, which I'm very excited about, but maybe I'll miss it a little bit, who knows. Anyway, yeah, the next song I'm about to play, I wouldn't be able to play a month or two ago, and I'm very happy I'll be able to play it now. I'll tell you what it is after, unless you can already tell who's singing it, but, yeah, enjoy.
Getting himself betrayed in the plan. Oh, the divine plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Once so sweet, so overly loving and gentle, he lets people into his innermost sacred temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why'd he let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills. In the plan, oh, the insulting plan, God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
That was Joni Mitchell, if you couldn't tell. Yeah, excited for her return to Spotify. Yesterday I was doing, like I said, doing the work around the radio and whatnot. And I mentioned this album casually, because I found it at a record store. And I was like, Joni Mitchell, Charles Mingus, I don't even know what to expect. And I listened to it and I was like, wow, that was pretty awesome. Pretty cool. And I mentioned it to the dude I was working with. And then Charlie was like, oh, I put all these, we have the record. I put all these records up in front of the window to celebrate Joni Mitchell coming back to Spotify. That's a great idea. After these next, I made a little bit of a cue, but after these next few songs, I'm gonna go rooting around back there and find one of those discs again. I love to play the music right off the vinyl. But, yeah, they have, like every Joni Mitchell record. I'm sure they have, like, every... They have, like, every record on the planet here. But you'd never find any of them, because it's impossible. But, yeah. Anyway. I'm gonna play... what I was gonna say. My music taste recently has been variety. It has not been very good because I lost my AirPods. So I can't listen to music out and about anymore. And I lost them before, and I complained about it on the radio also. But that was like a tiny losing. Like they were just in my laundry bin. I was like 2 days without music. But they've been gone for like a week now. And I know they're in my room. I know that because I saw their location. But I waited too long and I think the case died. So now I can't ping them. I tried to ping them earlier. It didn't work anyway. And now it's been like a week without AirPods and without listening to music and around. So most of the stuff I've been listening to has been straight off records and whatnot in my room. Which, this next song I'm about to play, I was talking a lot about records this morning. I was going around and Stereo Jacks, and they had a 70s press of the White Album, and it had all the little posters and stuff inside. They had like portraits of each of the Beatles. Anyway, it was really cool, and I got it. It was like $30, which is, I say, pretty good for an album of that notoriety. And also, they're like the most songs on it, I think, of all the records. I sometimes, whenever I'm buying records, I think, like, in terms of dollar per song. Because, like, sometimes I buy those big box ones that have, like, 4 records in them. And it's like 60 above. But then I'm thinking, like, wait, if I divide this by 4, $15 a record. Which isn't bad. Anyway, I'm talking a lot this morning. I'm gonna play these next few songs, and I'm gonna go look for that disc, or some Joni Mitchell discs, and play it. So yeah, we'll do 3 songs. How about that? Let's hear it. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that was from beginning to end, The Beatles, Your Blues, the band, technically Bob Dylan, I Shall Be Released, and then Janis Joplin, maybe, on her record, I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, which is another, whoa, I almost dropped the microphone, which is another one that I've been listening to a lot recently. Okay, before we go any further, hold on, let me get my headphones. Okay, there we go. Before we go any further, I have a really special announcement to make. Oh my god. So out of sorts. Okay. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems, and the internet shut down, would you freak out? Yeah, I would. I would, at least. How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you've got enough stored water and ready to eat food for at least 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and at the worst possible time, to cause a fire when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If I forgot to mention that at the beginning, but if you weren't aware, the coolest one out there. Cooler than all the other Boston radios. I'm calling you out, the Northeastern, Harvard, the other schools and whatnot. Okay, anyway. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for something I'm about to show you. I went back there. If you weren't here when I was yapping earlier, there's all these Joni Mitchell records lying around. And I found, a record, that I hadn't seen before. Maybe I just missed it somewhere. But, it seems to be a record specifically for radio. Like, it's a show. I think it says it's got, like, interviews, music, this is the record specifically for radio, and it's got, like, a whole paragraph here about, like, what it is and, like, how to, like, do it, and it says there's no voiceover intro or outro on the record, but there is ample time at the beginning bars of Good Friends and closing bars of Lucky Girl to drop a live announcement giving the program an in-house production feel. And then on the back, it's got, like a little paragraph you're supposed to read, like, before. So I'm gonna do it exactly like the record tells me to do it. And I won't play the entire thing, but I'll play the first, maybe, second song. But hold on, wait. Where's the... There we go. Joni Mitchell is back, and in great form with her new Gethig album called Dog Eat Dog. We've got an interview program with Joni Mitchell up for you now. A half hour of talk and music from Dog Eat Dog. It starts out with the lead track and hit single Good Friends, and a duet with Michael McDonald. The interview was conducted by Bill Flanagan from Musical Magazine. The album was produced by Joni with Larry Klein, Mike Shipley, Thomas Dolby, Here's an hour and a half of Joni... Not that much. An hour and a half of Joni Mitchell, Words and Music. I don't think it's actually... I thought it was playing. No, I think it... Oh, because I turned out... I turned on the wrong thing. Oh, I totally screwed that up. Here we go. Hold on. I totally... Oh, that's so sad. Hold on. Okay. This is where I was supposed to read the thing. Joni Mitchell is back with blah, blah, blah. Doggy Dog. Started the lead track, Good Friends. A duet with Michael McDonald. The interview was conducted by... I don't need to say this again. But this is where I'd say the thing. That was going to be so cool and messed up. Anyway, here's the song.
A song that I figure I could sing for a long time. Certain words that you write on a Monday, you sing them on a Tuesday, and they don't feel right, you know, and you say, well, you know, I'll be out somewhere on the road, I'll come to this line, I won't want to sing it. So there's constant revival. For instance, in Good Friends, You and Me, there was a verse that goes, sometimes change comes at you like a broadside accident. That was the original line, but the lines that followed it were as different as one draft was. Sometimes change comes at you like a broadside accident. You get minor cuts and bruises, that's all. You could hammer out the dents. Starting with that first line, there were a lot of second and third lines. And the way it finally ended up being was, sometimes change comes at you like a broadside accident. There is chaos to the order, random things you can't prevent. And the irony of the whole thing was that about a month ago, Larry and I got hit by a drunk. Our car was totaled, and we walked away from a devastating accident with very minor injuries, and I kept thinking, you know, I gotta be careful what I write.
How did Mike McDonald get involved with that track?
We had the point where the vocal went on, which wasn't necessarily like when the track was finished. Often the vocal was one of the early components. I don't know, there's something about the way my voice sounded on that particular track. That's the voice that I kept hearing to play the part of the other character. I just thought it would be a good blend on that particular song. It turns out it worked out nice. No hearts of gold, no nerves of steel. No blame for what we can and cannot feel. No nerves of steel, no hearts of gold. No blame. That's Larry's music. That's my husband's music. The two songs that he wrote the music on the album are very short lines. Like, I'm used to coming out of folk music to, you know, almost like iambic pentameter or a variation of it. So this is all like ba-dum, ba-dum, real short phrases. Even at the demo stage was like highly mecho, you know, like high-tech kind of architecture, minimalism, Philip Glass, short phrases, repetition. And Truth Fiction was one of the first gems of direction on what the lyrics would contain. And after that, it was just a matter of editing, because you could sing that song for days and find counterpoint. I mean, I had pages and pages of ideas, and that was just a general sampling. You know, I had to edit it way down, because it could have just gone on forever, because there's so much conflict. This is a time of terrific conflict.
Stop it there. That was pretty cool. I thought it was gonna be like, because I know a lot of like live or like unplugged albums, they like stop the song and like talk a little bit and then do another. It's like in the song. Wow. If I'm lazy one morning, maybe I'll just, because the whole like, I wish you could see what I'm saying. There's like a whole script like for the entire record, like halfway through, towards the end, like, and exactly like where to do it and exactly what to say. And you, like, put in your, like, still, like, you're listening to Joni Mitchell talk about her new album on WFO Medford in Bedford Tufts. We'll start side, all this stuff. It's so cool. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna play some stuff, you know? Play some stuff. This next song I've been, listening to a lot. Because it keeps showing up on my Instagram Reels feed for some reason. But I still love the song anyway. So I'm going to play it. And then cue some other stuff. It's going to be a little all over the place, but that's fine. I hope you don't mind.
Thank you. your eyes tell me to pursue, but you say look, yeah, but don't touch, baby. Bring, I would give her anything if she would
ever done. I've heard you say that this is number one. Another life down another road. Perhaps you're better off to never know. Don't dream of all the ways things could have been. Remember all the faces you let in. Remember all the faces still unseen. Soon enough, you see just what I mean. It's nothing to cry about. 'Cause baby, baby, you're out. Felt it hard to voice complaints, but what you voice is what will drive your fate. And though things never really got that bad, dreams of greener grass will drive you mad. Don't dream of all the ways things could have been. Remember all the faces you let in. Remember all the faces still unseen. Soon enough, you see just what I mean. It's nothing to cry about. 'Cause baby, baby, you're out. Baby, you're out. Baby, you're out.
Awesome. I must miss that. I like to, early in the morning, I kind of like to roam around, be able to poke my nose a little bit around the crevices of the radio, sneak into wherever I can. Don't tell the people I said that. But it's fun to have the whole place to yourself. Anyway, we're running out of time this morning. Very sad. I'm gonna go eat a good breakfast. Then I might go to the grocery store. The bakery even. That could be the move. I might do that. Anyway. I didn't I was wandering around and I wasn't ready to pick a next song. I'm just, okay. I'm gonna play this. It's a little long, so I might have to cut it halfway. More than halfway. And turn on Rivendell if someone comes. But, anyway, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm Charlie Cloud. This was my show. I'll see you next week. Peace.
for the night I was born. Lord, I swear the moon turned a fire red. Outskirts of